This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for full clarity on Wednesday on the details of a Russian plane crash in a Russia border region, killing all 74 aboard, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Zelensky accused Moscow of playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners of war. It is evident that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, with the feelings of their families, and with the emotions of our society. It is necessary to establish all clear facts to the extent possible, considering that the plane crash occurred on Russian territory beyond our control. Russian officials accused Ukraine of deliberately shooting down the military transport and said it was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Fighting intensified Wednesday in Gaza's Khan Yunis, the focus of Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The United Nations said 9 people were killed in tank shelling at one of its shelters, sparking international condemnation. The UN slammed a blatant disregard for the rules of war, while the United States deployed the attack at the shelter housing displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza's biggest cities. It came after the Israeli army said it had encircled Khan Yunis, the birthplace of Hamas's Gaza chief, accused of being the mastermind of the October 7th attacks that sparked the war. Officials say 2 U.S. flagships carrying cargo for the Defense and State Departments have come under attack off Yemen. The U.S. Navy intercepted some of the incoming fire, blaming the attack on Yemen's Houthi rebels. The attacks on the container ships further raised the stakes of the group's ongoing attacks on shipping through a vital strait. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Britain have launched multiple rounds of airstrikes seeking to stop the attacks. Chinese state media say at least 39 people have died and 9 others were injured after a fire broke out in southeastern Jiangxi province. AP correspondent Charles Deladesma reports.
State broadcaster CCTV has announced that local authorities say the fire broke out on Wednesday afternoon. The building houses an internet cafe in the basement and tutoring centers on upper floors. Local government officials have been deployed to the scene in addition to first responders. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The blaze comes just days after 13 children died in a fire at a school dormitory in central Henan province over the weekend. I'm Charles Deladesma.
Journalists in Ecuador are focusing on personal security after a prosecutor investigating an armed raid on a TV station was killed amid a wave of violence sweeping the country. VOA's Christina Casedo-Smith has the story.
It's a situation that has journalists across Ecuador rethinking safety, with some now wearing bulletproof vests on assignment. Newsrooms are also reevaluating how to respond during an attack like the one on TC Television. At radio station HCJB, the voice of the Andes, staff say the raid made them reevaluate how to safely and accurately report the news. As authorities investigate, journalists and media advocates are starting conversations about measures to protect staff, like those already in place in countries such as Mexico and Argentina. Christina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News.
Just over a month after taking office in Argentina, Libertarian President Javier Milei faced a general strike Wednesday, protesting his decree targeting unions as well as his proposals for economic and labor law changes. Argentina's largest labor union organized the strike that was joined by other unions. Demonstrators took to the streets in Buenos Aires and other cities, joined by social organizations and members of opposition political parties. It is Argentina's first general strike in 4 years, and is also the quickest ever to be organized in a president's term since the return of democracy in 1983, that's according to local news outlets. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. And remember to join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.